Hello. Hello. Oh, hello, Miss Snyder. This is Zeb Winterbottom. Yes. Say, Miss Snyder, me and Eb's trying to raise a little money. We noticed that we got you on the books for $11.20, and we was wondering if you could sell that up. Well, I suppose we could wait till Saturday, but we'd rather have it now. Well, I'll tell you, Miss Snyder, we need cash pretty bad, and we're making a special deal. If you'll sell it today, we'll just forget half of it. Yes. We'll forget half and make it $5.60. Yes. Well, all right, Miss Snyder. Did you see Mayor Schultenheimer about paying his bills?
No, he wasn't at home.
Wasn't home? Well, where in position is he?
He's up in the mountains looking for his stomach.
What? Up in the mountains looking for his stomach? Say, what's the matter with you, looking for his stomach? What are you talking about?
Well, that's what they told me at his house. Said he'd gone back up to the mountains for his stomach.
No, he didn't go up there to get his stomach. He went up to the springs.
How's that?
To the springs for his stomach.
Well, what do you want springs for his stomach for?
Oh, it ain't that kind of springs. I mean water. Water!
What, say?
Water! Water! Hey, where are you going now? Where are you going?
To get some water.
I'll come back here. I don't want no water.
Then what in tarnation are you hollering about?
Well, I ain't hollering.
Yeah, I thought you was going to faint or something.
Well, I'm talking about collecting some of the money that people owe us. What about Miss Pinkley? Did you see her?
Yeah, I seen her. I told her about that special deal we're making, and she's willing, all right.
That's fine. Where's the money?
What money?
Why, the money you were supposed to collect. Didn't she give you any money?
No.
But, Dad, didn't you supposed to give her some money? Didn't she understand the deal?
Certainly she understood it. I told her that we'd forget half of her bill if she'd forget the other half.
Yes, well, why didn't she... Oh, that's wrong, Eb. That's all wrong. You got it all mixed up.
I ain't in it.
Well, you did. Now, you get back there and get that money. And I'll call her on the phone and explain it so she'll understand it.
I ain't going to walk way up there again, now.
Well, you just are, Eb Peters. We got to raise $5,000 and got to raise it fast.
Yeah, we can get it from Uncle Jake.
It's like phone we can.
Well, we just can. Mm. I've seen him about it, and he said we could.
He did?
Yep. Said we could have all the money he's got.
Well, but the John Brown.
If he had any.
Yes. Well, see now, that's down your hide. Now get going and see Mrs. Pinkley.
Yeah, but my knee ain't so good today.
Never mind your knee. Get going there. Go on.
I am going in. I am. Come in, you're all
dressed. Go on, get your knee out of here. And say, have your old phone explained before you get there. Yes, hello, Central. Say, I want to talk to Miss Pinkley, but her number kind of slipped my mind. Well, that's right, nice of you. Well, hello. Hello, Miss Pinkley. Eb got that wrong about your bill. I say, Eb got that wrong about you. I say, wrong! Wrong! Oh, there's somebody out in front of the store pounding. I can't even show things. What I was going to say, about your bill. Listen, we're making a deal. Bob told you wrong. He said we'd forget our half of your bill if you could get your half. Yes, that's wrong. Yes, what he meant was we'd forget your half if you could get our half. Yes.
There's one fellow's brains in this business.
Hey, who's pounding out there? Well, I was dead burned. Hey, have you started yet?
Oh,
I said,
ain't you?
Come on in here, never mind.
What position
you doing out there, anyhow?
I've been putting up some signs.
What signs?
Some signs a fella gimme. Had to put up a couple outside the store and a couple inside.
Oh.
Dagnabbit.
I know you're tired of things.
Feller needs three hands.
Say, wait a minute, land the goshen. That ain't no way to put up a sign, no how. Why don't you put the nails in your mouth and then take the hammer and pound? Look out! I don't mean to pound with the hammer in your mouth. I don't mean that. Now what'd you do that for? Look at that showcase. What'd you drop the hammer for?
Well, I couldn't talk with the hammer in my mouth, could I?
Oh, but I didn't tell you to put the hammer in your mouth.
You did.
Oh, I didn't.
You did.
I did not, concern it. I didn't.
You did. You said put the nails in my mouth and then take the hammer and pound.
I meant hold the hammer in your hand and pound. Besides, that ain't no place to put up a sign nohow. Nobody can see it back of that shelf. Pull out them nails and take it down.
Yeah, but shut. It took a long time to put that up there. Now, what do you use?
Never mind. You go ahead and do like I tell you. Pull out the nails and take it down.
Shut.
Shine it for.
All right. Get ahead of it in the hammer claw.
Hold on. Not the shelf. Hold it there. Brace it, or the whole darn thing will come down. Get your shoulder under it.
Well, I am a bracing, ain't I?
Oh, then the ghost in my heart darn near stopped.
Never mind your dad darn heart. Give me a hand here. I can't hold this shelf all day.
Well, where's the nails?
In the pocket.
Which pocket?
In my shirt pocket there.
Oh, wait a second. I'll get him and hold still, you darn fool.
I can't. I can't because you're tickling me.
No, hold still, I tell you. I can't find no nails in your pocket here. No.
You're tickling me, Deb. Stop.
Look out.
You're tickling me. Look out. Stop.
Darn it. Oh, darn your hide. For two cents, I...
Oh, Chef, it wasn't my fault.
Well, it was. It was your
you
fault.
You started tickling me.
Tickling you?
Yeah.
I feel like choking you. What was in them bottles that smashed anyhow?
How do I know?
Well, find out. See if you can find a label among them pieces of glasses there.
Chef,
you never see them here. Glad you don't cut yourself. You find a label?
Yeah. Here's a piece of glass with a label on it. Let's see here. It's too damn darn dark back here to make it out.
Well, light a match. Light a match.
All right. Well, I'll
find
one.
Mm. Well, what's the change?
There's cleaning fluid. Keep away from fire.
Cleaning fluid, eh?
Yeah. It says it's highly inflammable. How did it happen?
Oh, wait till I get my breeze. Well, you see, yeah, put up a sign and...
Is it a sign?
Yes.
Yeah, that and up there.
Yes, that's it. Say, what's it say there, Professor?
It says a sheriff sale. This store will be sold at public auction.
What's that? Public auction?
Yes, that's what it says. The store will be sold at public auction day after tomorrow.